Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network, brought to you by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization. Broadcasting today from Studio A. Now sit back.
All right, good evening and welcome everyone to another live edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network on this Monday, the cold 25th day of November 2013. Glad that you're joining us as we broadcast live from studios here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Brett Davis, our sidekick, booth master, radio control-aholic, is at my side again tonight. We have a lot to talk about. I'm going to be your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International and Armor College. We have a ton of things to discuss tonight, and later in the program, in the second half, we'll be talking in the training segment, not so much about training per se, but training to make money. We'll be talking a little bit about the new strategic training partner program that we have and a little bit more details about that and several other avenues that you can, if you're a trainer, a security school, a private college, or even a security agency, how you can make more revenue, increase your market share, your exposure in your local area as you partner with Private Officer International and Armor College. Well, it certainly is cold out there. We have a lot of weather concerns across the eastern seaboard as well as the central U.S. tonight. Some of you have already received a few introductory snow showers, some icing, and some rain, some cold conditions. And those of us who live along the east coast, especially in the central part of the eastern seaboard, we're expecting that same weather to continue marching forward. And as such, here we are in that week of Thanksgiving. Many travelers, in fact, the AAA Auto Club estimates 44 million people will be traveling this holiday, this Thanksgiving. So a lot of people will be on the road. Some 8 million will be flying from coast to coast, north to south, and east to west. So a lot of worried travelers, a lot of folks out there with many concerns. We're keeping an eye on the weather ourselves in our dispatch center and our 24-hour news desk. We're updating our Twitter, Facebook, and other live feeds real-time as we're made aware of it. We will continue to track this storm. Some areas will get heavy rain, flash floods. Other areas will begin with rain and turn into sleet and snow, and yet other areas will begin as snow and turn into rain and slush. So there may be a few inches here and there. There may be more. According to the National Weather Service bulletin that we got at 6 p.m., 1800 hours tonight, Washington, D.C. and the metro D.C. area is going to experience the coldest Thanksgiving and the wettest, snowiest, iciest than they've ever had in the last 10 decades. Not in their lifetime, but in the past 10 decades. This is going to be the coldest and the most inclement weather that they've experienced in 10 years. And it does get cold in the D.C. metro, Maryland, Virginia area, and they do receive ice, snow, and so forth, just not as much as, say, the Rockies or someplace in northern Maine. We are going to be on top of that information. If you are on Facebook, Twitter, especially Twitter, I tell people all the time, make sure that you jump on Twitter because we communicate 24/7 via that avenue. Social media works well for our type of news broadcasting. And if you're not already a tweeter, Not a tweaker. There's a difference between being a tweaker and a tweeter, folks. We hope that you're not a tweaker. But if you're not a Twitter fan yet, be sure to get yourself an account because, like I said, we certainly use that more times than not for breaking news and for communicating with our members and associates throughout the country and around the world. So make sure you do that. You know, some of you are probably wondering, what the heck is up with these emails? I have gotten email after email after email this weekend, left and right, from the forums, from POI Dispatch, the help desk. What is going on with you people? Some of you have even commented that you've had your share and you don't want no more. Well, let me tell you what's going on. We try to communicate this via email. We sent it out in our posts, our forums, and, of course, on Twitter. But let me explain a little bit about what's happening. Periodically, our server and all servers who broadcast emails as a third party must do an audit for the anti-spam, which is a federal law, to make sure that all emails are legitimate. And our server provider is doing just that. Constant Contact is verifying that all emails are legit, correct. And so there's a link that we've sent out about 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 or maybe even 12 times through various means to make sure that everyone who wants our emails, our newsletters, our breaking news, our officer down reports, and so forth, those of you who want that email gets them. Now, we've had a few folks comment, well, they're not going to update. They've already sent us their emails and blah, blah, blah. If you don't follow the link and you don't do it, then you will not receive any more emails from us. You will not receive any more newsletters. You will not receive any more breaking news. And, in fact, your email will be deleted by our server provider. That is out of our hands because they must verify periodically that emails are legit to comply with the anti-spam laws that we have in America. So that way you don't get junk email. That way they know that all of the emails in their server under our name is legit, that we didn't put in a bunch of emails unwanted, that we didn't buy a list of emails, you know, things of that nature. Okay, hopefully now we understand how that works. Some of you have said, well, I've done it 5 or 6 times. If you're receiving another alert through the forums, that's where we have no control over who we send it to. With the mass communication, everyone's included. If you have updated in the last 72 hours your email through our system, delete any further notifications that we send you, and we apologize. We just are trying to make sure that we include everyone who wants them. I encourage you, if you're listening tonight or later on demand, that, you know, if you know of anyone, if you're part of the forums, if you're part of any groups, if you're part of other members, you know, if you're in their circle of friends, that you make sure that you say, hey, did you update in the last 72 hours your email with POI? Because if not, they will be deleted. Now, here's another sad but true fact. If they do not have a confirmed email in our system, and they're on the forums, they're a forums user, their forums profile will also be deleted because one of the policies of the forum is that you must have a validated, true email address at all times to be a member of the forums. If you have any information, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, feel free to send them to me via the helpdesk@privateofficer.com. They will generate that email over, forward it over to me. I will be glad to call you personally, as I have several dozen people over the last 4 days, and, you know, verbally explain the who, the what, the where, and how comes again. But unfortunately, it is what it is. We don't want to lose any email subscribers. We don't want to lose any associates who are not members yet of POI, but love our news, love our radio show, love our products, and they're taking advantage of those freebies. You know, we'd rather that you be a paying customer, but, you know, we don't, on the same hand, we don't want to lose you because of this verification that must be done by our server provider. So please update your email. I hope that explains what the heck is going on with all of these emails. And again, I apologize. I know you will certainly probably receive at least one more generated email telling you to do that re-verification. But like I said, if you already have in the last 72 hours, you can disregard it. Don't get all up in arms. Don't get all excited. Ken Kingman, one of our members out in the hills of Montana, I didn't even know they had electricity out there, to be truthful with you, but he nicely said something that I saw before coming on the air a few hours ago. He said something about he just nuked those repeated emails because he knew he'd already complied. So if you've already complied and everything is good within the last 72 hours, if it was last week, last month, then that won't work, and you'll have to redo it. Let me also tell you this one other note, and then we'll close out this subject. But we get a report every day from our email provider company that gives us a list of those who have verified. If I see, and we also match those with our current email database and our members' email database. If I see folks have not, you know, re-verified or followed or complied, we're going to generate another email to you. I might even pick up the phone after the holidays and start making phone calls because we do not want to lose any email subscribers. We feel that you're an important part of our family, of what we do. You get the word out to others, and that's how a grassroots operation such as ours works. So please let me know if you have any questions or comments. Email the helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Earlier this weekend, we also gave out my phone number. I received about a half a dozen calls to verify that this was legit. I'll be happy to do that. I'm up 24/7 almost. And, you know, I'll probably be up whenever you call. So hopefully that has explained all of that, and we can move on now to this exciting announcement. We are partnering with Toys for Tots and Angel Tree again this year. This year is going to be a little bit more exciting than the last two because we're really pushing it. If you are part of a chapter of POI, if you are part of any of our committees, then we're going to be looking to you to help generate the action in your state, in your city, to help us to carry out this partnership with Toys for Tots and Angel Tree, making Christmas brighter. That's our slogan for 2013 here at POI, making Christmas brighter. We want to be that bright, shining star for children across the country. And I know that many of you are already involved in other programs and church and so forth, but please, at this time of year, we're only going to ask that you do a little bit more. And if you can generate some response and some community involvement in your volunteer fire department or your circle of friends, even if it's only one toy, even if it's only one angel tree that you get off from the Salvation Army tree, that's going to make a huge difference, and you will have accomplished our goal. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to send us that email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. That is manned 24/7, and they will get it to the right person, and it's the fastest way to get a response. We ask that you don't send us an email through Facebook or the forums or direct mail through Twitter, because although we do get those, they may not go to the appropriate person, and it really does delay the response. In fact, some emails that are directed to me should really be going to the training department or somebody else, and I have to, you know, forward it over to them the next day or whenever. So please send it directly via regular email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We are going to take a quick break already. Can you believe it? Woo, wow. It's been 15 minutes already. And we're going to come back because we have a lot of information to share with you. Unfortunately, we have a sad report of five security officers have been shot in the last 72 hours. We had two shot and killed last week, and unfortunately, it is that time of year.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, one in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to PovertyUSA.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many. A message
from my wife.
My husband still doesn't know the real story about that dent in the van.
I've never told her that I used to be a lifeguard at a nude beach.
I've never told my kids about the time I was arrested for streaking.
My sons don't know that I still sleep with my teddy bear.
But they all do know one thing about me.
And that I'm an organ donor.
I'm an organ donor.
And that's one thing that's too important to keep a secret. Because I could save somebody's life. And how cool is that?
27 All right, you are listening to us tonight on the Private Officer Beat, a production of Private Officer International. If you are a private security agency, a private investigator, or even an alarm company, well, hey, you need insurance. And I've got the right folks who can help you out today. Check them out online, onguardins.com. Varney Insurance Group are specialists when it comes to the private security industry, whether you're a guard agency or you have a private detective or an alarm agency. They offer specific insurance for your needs. They also have great low down payments. Ooh. Yeah, who wants to spend a bunch of cash up front, especially this time of year? Check them out, onguardins.com. You can also call them, and I know personally that they'll take care of you. Ask for Jay. He's a great man, and they've helped a number of our association members already. So give them a call today at 1-813-245-2675 or check them out online at onguardins.com. A minute ago, you heard a commercial about organ donation, and that's something that I'm very passionate about, and I'd like to kind of remind you that, unfortunately, during this time of year, a lot of accidents happen. A lot of people tragically pass away due to accidents and other things, but they can live on, and you can live on through your organs. So if you're not an organ donor, please consider that today. All that you have to do, it's very painless either way, while you're alive or deceased, but while you're alive, all that you have to do, most states have a little check off on the back of your license. Make sure that's checked off so that folks know that you want to be an organ donor. All right, so we talked a little bit about the email situation and our partnership with Toys for Tots and Angel Tree, which is through the Salvation Army. But we're also going to be talking later in the program about Strategic Training Partner Program and how effective that can be to help not only generate income for your business, but also to increase, if you already have a school, your student role, your student population, excitement, engagement in the community, and so much more. And we'll explain that coming up not too long from now. We told you that five security officers have been shot Over the weekend in the last 72 hours, unfortunately, this time of year, between November and January, we see a lot of private security officers shot, and unfortunately, a spike in security officer death as well. During this time of the holiday festive season, and we've taught on this numerous times, both on the program here as well as through our training seminars, but during this time of year, we do see a spike in crime, robberies, thefts, carjackings, burglaries, shootings, parties, and because the private officer is truly the first responder 99% of the time these days, he's going to be the first one to intervene, the first one to confront, the first one on the line, and he often becomes a victim, assaulted, stabbed, shot, or even killed. So during this time of year, we caution you to be on your guard. If you have a vest, wear it. If you don't, try to save as much as you can. Ask folks to give you money for your birthday and Christmas so that you can buy a vest, because having a ballistic vest is very important these days for all security officers. It doesn't matter if you work in an office, a construction site, or you're out on patrol in an apartment. The latest shooting happened overnight. It was in Tampa, Florida. Amar El-Numi, 50 years old. He's a security officer for Senka Safety and Crime Prevention. He was patrolling Royal Oaks apartments. And evidently he told some people that they were trespassing. One subject did pull a handgun and shot him twice. We found out this afternoon that the security officer was rushed back into surgery because he had internal bleeding in his stomach. We do not have a further update from Tampa Hospital, but we will be checking on him again tomorrow. Unfortunately, you know, some security companies, they just don't figure in to the dangers in the area. They just put anybody there, and they hope for the best. And we've mentioned before about how the private security industry works. It's based on hours billed. The more hours that you can have for your billable, of course, the more money that you make. And it's kind of like McDonald's. The more that they can sell, the more that they make. And it's unfortunate. You know, they don't match the proper person to the account, and unfortunately, that leads to a lot of security officers injured and killed in the line of duty. We also had a security officer killed. This security officer that was killed was down in Texas, and Texas is a violent area. It really is, and you know, you got to be on your toes at all times. We also had a hospital security officer killed this past week, and she was run over in Salinas, California. A young lady with a child working as a security officer went, grabbed a backpack that was left behind by a patient, went outside to get that backpack to the patient, went to give it to her when a drunk driver drove through and struck and killed both the patient and the female security officer. And unfortunately, the person that arrested had already had a prior record of DUIs. And hopefully he'll be charged, or he has been charged with murder, but hopefully it'll stick. They'll try him, and he'll be sentenced for a long time behind bars. We are having a little bit of difficulty getting people interested in the Officer Down Response Team. We really need for people to get involved in helping us whenever a security officer is injured or killed in the line of duty. If you are interested in that, please send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Where else, huh? helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we will show you how easy it really is to get involved on the response team. You don't have to be a counselor, a specialist, or a chaplain. You just have to care. And basically, it just entails getting involved, making contact, and helping out any way that you can. Again, if you need more information, we encourage you to contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have a lot to talk about and a short amount of time to do it. That seems to be always my problem. But I do want to touch base a little bit about our 10-year anniversary, which is coming up in just a few weeks. And to help celebrate that, we are doing a number of security training summits. And we've had a number sponsored. Check them out on our website. Go to privateofficer.com. On the front page, there's a link on the left-hand side midway down, a big picture of a summit, a mountain, whatever. It will explain in more details. We're still looking for strategic partners, sponsors to help sponsor others. But the good thing is that we're not going to charge any security officer for the two-day event. Nada, zero, zip. So anyone attending these training events will be able to do it free of charge, folks. You can't get better than that. But we do need sponsors to help underwrite the program. There's costs for travel, hotel. You know, the trainers have to be paid. In some cases, there may be some airfare. If you'd like more information, you know what to do. Contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Just got a little message from Ulysses. Sorry about that. In Georgia. And he says that he currently listens to the radio show at work, and he really loves the fact that we are big on training because he's been in the security business for almost 30 years, and he has found that nobody else is. We are all about training because training leads to officer safety and hopefully, additional revenue, additional advance payment for you as you climb up that ladder. As we've said many times, there's a true career to be had in the private security industry, not so much as a guard, an entry-level basic security officer, but if you climb the ladder and you become a security supervisor, a manager, a district, or a regional manager, a trainer, or you begin owning your own business, you certainly, definitely, without doubt, can make a decent living in the security profession. There are many people being paid well in excess of $100,000 to $200,000 in security management. I can give you their names and their contact to verify. So, Training, education, and, you know, if you're stuck doing the same old thing day after day after day, and you don't do anything to get out of that, it's all on you, as with everybody else. You have to make your own way. But if you'd like for us to help you, to give you some pointers, we'll be willing to do that. Contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Our 10-year anniversary is coming up at the first of the year. We've been in business at the Private Officer International Association for 10 years. I've been in this business for 39 years now, and I say that not to brag, but because it's hard to believe how fast time has gone by. During the next 12 months, next year, we're going to be celebrating the 10-year anniversary of POI big time. We'll be giving away free training seminars. We're going to be doing some conferences. We have several live events planned. We've got a lot of stuff happening. And instead of us getting the presents, even though it's our 10-year anniversary, we're going to give you the presents, and we're going to start doing that by doing these two-day free training summits. And they're going to be pretty cool. No charge for the training. There'll be vendors. We're going to provide lunch. hey, it's pretty cool. Get involved. Unfortunately, all too few really do get involved, but it's important that you become an active part of your profession if you want to see change. We are talking tonight in just a few moments about our strategic training partnership program. Already working, it has already been working for quite some time with success. We're expanding it, and we've had a number, quite a few actually, of interested persons, companies, trainers, and we'll be talking about that coming up. We talked about last week policing with compassion, and I want to kind of reiterate last week's radio program to let you know that, you know, we are in the holiday season, and I understand that we all have a job to do. Some of us are law enforcement. Some of us have certain arrest authority, and some of us have to make arrest or get the police involved because that's the SOP. That's our procedure. That's what the client wants, and sometimes we really don't have a whole lot of leeway. But if you police with compassion, if you treat people with respect, if you talk to them with dignity and respect, even if they're homeless, even if they're trespassing, even if they have been loitering, it's going to go a lot better all the way around, and it's going to be better for you, your company, and I think it's just the right thing to do. And we're in the holidays. We're in the cold season. You're going to run into a lot of homeless people, a lot of folks begging for money. Some are legit and some are not. But rather than, you know, using force or, you know, going out of your way to get them off the property, there's the right way and the wrong way of doing it. I hope that you listened to the show last week and, you know, you take what we're saying to heart. Anytime that we are on the radio, you can email us. We probably have said that before, but radio@privateofficer.com. You can submit news or training or other things happening in your area. Definitely post them on our Facebook or Twitter. If we don't like what you got to say, we'll delete it anyways. No, not really. You can also follow us 24 hours a day on Facebook, Twitter, our forums, Pinterest. We're on Pinterest now. That's where you can post photos. I don't know why we're there, but we are. And, of course, we have our news website, which updates regularly. And if you're on Twitter, you're going to get those tweets. And you're going to be the first or one of the first to know what's happening here at POI and in the news. We are going to take one more quick break. I'll come back and we'll speak for a little while about our new training program. And this really has a lot to do with everybody. You don't have to be a training school or an agency to take advantage of this. And, we'll tell you a little bit more about this, I'm sure. Coming up on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
Hey, we're back right here on the Private Officer Radio Show on the Private Officer Beat. And tonight we're talking a little bit more in depth about the Strategic Training Partner Program and how it really does work. We've give you some general information in the last few previous shows. We've sent out a few emails over the last couple of weeks. And we've also talked about it live. We've got some brochures that we've sent out. We've done a lot of different things to get the message out. But there's still questions and there's still some concerns and some folks want some further information. And after we're done here tonight, if you still have questions and you're not sure exactly what we're talking about or how it works, then you can contact the help desk at privateofficer.com, and they have a brochure and a two-page letter of pretty in-depth information that will walk you through what this program is all about. All right, but we're going to talk a little bit tonight about the topic and give you hopefully enough information for you to decide whether or not this is something you want to become involved in. The first question that a lot of people have, and I guess this is a natural question that most people would have when you hear make revenue, generate income, get more students, grow your business. The first question that a lot of people have, and probably I would too, is how much is it going to cost me? What is the charge? How much do I got to pay? Is this some kind of, franchise I got to enter into? Am I becoming, committed financial partners with people? What's going on? And the short and long of that question is really very beneficial to everyone concerned except for POI. We're on the losing end, truthfully, of the answer, because the answer is no, no, and no. There's no investment, no financial commitment, no fees up front or behind or in between whatsoever. The Strategic Training Partner Program is an opportunity for training schools, security agencies, private colleges and schools, and even others in the profession, in the public safety or security profession who have office facilities, to partner with POI and Armor College and sponsor some of the courses that we have. You can increase your revenue, you'll add exciting curriculum, you'll expand your market reach and provide community services and make money. You don't pay us, we pay you. So here's how it works. This is the long and short, the skinny of it, as they say. Basically, you already know that POI and Armor College now is a leader in career public safety training and private security with more than 70 disciplines and 120 courses, which encompasses all areas of public safety. So while you might just be a private security training school, you might have a little or big security school that teaches PI and private security and armed and citizens carry conceal program. You might be an NRA instructor. Through partnering with us, we will bring other types of courses to you, including law enforcement, private security, emergency medical and fire service, and curriculum in the medical and legal fields. POI and Armor will market these courses, sponsor them, and teach the majority of these using your office, your training facility, your location. So we'll market, let's say we're going to partner with ACC Training. And ACC Training is a security school, and they're located in New York City. What we would do is on a regular basis, at least quarterly, if not more, we will market individual 1, 2, or 3 day courses, and it will be marketed through either Armor College or POI. So let's say Taser. We're going to teach Taser instructors. POI has Taser International instructors, master instructors, and instructors. So we will sponsor, market, and enroll students for this 2 day course. And in our marketing, we will market that we are holding it at ACC Training School on Fifth Avenue in New York. Wow, if they're on Fifth Avenue, they've got some money, because that's a high rent district there. But we'll advertise where it's going to be held, the day, the time, and we'll enroll the students on our Armor College website, which is rolling out in just a few weeks. We'll enroll the students. We'll collect the money. And we'll use your facility. You may help market that training, or you may not. You may help teach that training if you are certified in that discipline, or you may not. We will determine that. But either way, if you are just letting us share your facility, then you're going to get 20 to 22% of the revenue generated for that course. The minimum that you're going to make is $250 for letting us use that office. You may teach a course. We might market a course that says private investigator in the state of New York. You might be a PI, licensed certified instructor by the New York Department of Justice, or you may have that certification. So we're going to market it, and we may say to you, hey, Mark, you're the ACC director of that school, and you're certified to teach PI. We're going to market it. We'll enroll the students. We'll get some folks in that class, and you can teach it because you're already certified. We'll help sponsor it. We'll help promote it. We'll help market it and get those seats full, and we might even help you in the classroom, but you'll be the lead instructor. And in that case, Mark, the instructor, would be paid the lion's share of the revenue. Either way, it's a win-win-win for the school, for the agency. What this does, and so far the folks that we have talked to and several that we've entered into agreements with are extremely excited, because what this does, there's no investment on your part financially. There's no money that you have to pay out ever. But you do have an investment to us to make sure that you have a clean facility, an accommodating facility, that you help us in marketing and whatever that we ask you to do to make this a successful training event. Besides the money aspect for those schools that participate and trainers, there's also a recognition factor. You may have been offering the armed and the unarmed guard card and the civilian concealed weapons training on a part-time basis for the last couple of years. Now, all of a sudden, because of your partnership with Armor College and POI, you're able to offer an array of public safety courses, not to private security officers, but now you're going to be marketing to EMTs, volunteer fire departments and rescue squads, PI, special police officers, public safety officers, loss prevention agents, and a whole array of other public safety personnel working in an array of fields beyond private security. Armor College is an accredited public safety school, and POI has been a leader in private security and public safety training. For 10 years, we've been recognized by several national organizations and most recently by several local organizations, and we'll continue to be a top leader of training. That's always been one of our top focuses as an organization. So now as a school, as an agency, as a trainer, you can take advantage of that partnership by saying, we're part of the Armor College system. We're a partner with them. That doesn't mean that you have an Armor College. It doesn't mean that you are a POI office, but it does mean that you're a partner. You're a strategic partner. And because of that, you'll be able to offer many more courses, reach many more people, and generate more revenue for yourself, your company, and other instructors who you might have under you or working, you know, with you in certain classes. The other advantage for you is that now you have the opportunity to broaden your instruction career. And now you can become certified to teach more courses. And you're going to be able to, again, draw from a wider student base in your particular city or community. One of the other advantages, if that's not already enough, is that you might have, and this is often the case, you might have a student in your classroom that we're teaching a first responder EMS course, 40-hour basic emergency responder course to, that might also be a volunteer firefighter, might also be a security officer, might also be a public safety or law enforcement officer, might also need taser certification, might also need handcuffing, baton, firearms training, other courses that we jointly offer. You might not offer it, but we offer it, Armor College and POI. And so we'll be able frequently, more than not, offer multiple courses to the same student, not necessarily at the same time, but now we have the same end user, the same student in our class multiple times for multiple different type of classes. Now we're building a student base. That's a positive for you if you have a training school that only offers private security. You'll share the revenues generated from all of our classes, whether you teach them or not. You get renewed recognition as a professional trainer, as a professional school. You have a broader curriculum. You deepen your student base. You have repeat customers because now we're offering multiple types of courses beyond the security industry. And there's no marketing cost for you, no investment, no startup, no hidden cost, no nothing. It's all positive for you. We're not asking you to be an affiliate and pay a fee. We're not asking you for a monthly partnership fee or anything of that nature. We're not asking you to become a franchise and put down a substantial down payment or a franchise fee and then a royalty. Although that is an avenue that you will be able to go down in the future if you want to. We do offer franchises of Armor College starting January 1, 2014, and we will be able to negotiate something with you if you're interested in that and you're a partner in this strategic training partner program. This might be another direction that you want to go later on down the road once you see what we have to offer. So this is kind of a sample or, you know, a way for you to have a test run with no financial investment. There is going to be investment, but it's all going to be sweat equity on your part where you're going to have to put in some minimal work, some minimal advertising, marketing, and assisting us to make this a, you know, the best training event possible. Eddie is sending us an email, and he wants to know, what kind of obligations do I have? Tommy sent an email, wants to know, this sounds too good to be true. You know, we've gotten those type of responses, and it's very simple. You have a certain student base, a certain contact group that we don't have. And we have the training program know-how that you might not have in areas that you don't teach. So it's kind of a marriage made in heaven. It's really a very unique proposition, an opportunity that doesn't come around very often. All right, so what's the legal aspect of this? What contract do I have to sign? What obligations do I have? Does this make you, private officer, a partner in my company because I don't need a partner? No, it does not. We don't become a partner in your corporation or company. We don't share in any revenues that you generate from other courses that you've been teaching. We only share in revenue that we generate in a planned course that you and I, our companies, agree to teach. Anything outside of that scope of training is yours. The legality aspect is pretty simple. We have a non-compete with you that says that we won't compete for any of your business. So if you are teaching basic armed guard or private citizen CCW, concealed weapons training, we're not going to market that in your area because you already do it. We might market some similar courses, such as bounty hunter, bail enforcement, and it might be offered in your state or your county, but you don't do it. Well, we might do it, but you'll benefit from it because you'll be our partner and you'll be generating funds for your business. So there's no real legal aspect to you other than you have to give us access on the day schedule. You have to have the office prepared in the manner that we have agreed upon. You have to have certain seating, certain equipment such as a projector, basic computer, basic facility gear that would be conducive to a learning environment, and you have to help us in the manner that we agree. Nothing more, nothing less, and we're definitely not going to share in the revenues that you produce through your own means. We're not going to be, partners in your security company or agency or school. We're not there to take over your business. We're there to help you grow your business while growing our business in a mutually, agreed method. It is really a win-win for everyone involved. I think anyone who has been in the training business knows how hard it is to generate new students. If you're in a city of 50,000 or 100,000 or even 500,000 and you're only providing armed security and unarmed security, it's very difficult. There's competition. There's other schools. You have to compete with them just like you would if you had a security agency, and you have a limited number of people. I know right now that in Florida, for instance, there's a battle between schools. I mean, it's almost like a gasoline battle. They lower the prices every other day, to get the students in the door. And, one company might offer $75 for armed guard. The other one's offering $60. Does it mean that the quality of training is any better or any worse? Yes and no. It might. But this will give you a leg up because now you're going to partner with somebody who has a vast array of courses in their catalog and things that you're not offering. We don't have time in this program to go through the 120 courses that we offer, but it's quite an array. Like I said, it involves medical, fire, EMS, legal, law enforcement, public safety, security, investigations, organized retail crime. That's a very specialized course. Nobody is offering that. We just got that approved for a community college, technical college, and it's a fantastic course. There's a lot of pros to the training, strategic training partner program. And honestly, I don't see a whole lot of cons, especially for you, the school or security agency or partner. I don't see it. If you need more information, send us an email first at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We do have literature, a brochure, and a letter that will be sent out to you. My phone number is on the website. If you go to our website at privateofficer.com, right there on the front page, there's a link to a page called the Strategic Training Partner Program. And if you really want to talk to me before you get any further information, my phone number's there. Feel free to call me. Like I said before, I'm usually up all hours of the day and night. And again, if you're in business, this is really a great opportunity for you. If you're a trainer and you have access to a facility, a room, a classroom, a business, an office where we can hold regular training at least quarterly, then we'll be willing to talk with you as well. Consider this opportunity knocking at your door. There's not any other company that's out there making this offer or looking for partners. Everybody wants to do it on their own. They want to hog all the business. They don't want their competitors to know about what they have. They don't want to share. You know, well, we're not like that. We're not like that. We want to partner. We want to help each other, especially if you're already a POI member. If you need more information, please go to our website at privateofficer.com. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us on this episode of the Private Officer Beat, sponsored by Private Officer International and, of course, On Guard Insurance. Don't forget, if you own a security agency, an alarm service, or an investigation firm, you definitely want to check them out because they've got the right service at the right price. OnGuardINS.com. Call them today. Well, until we see you again next time, have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Be blessed. Do not drink and drive. And please consider the Strategic Training Partnership Program. Until next time, we'll talk to you back here on the radio.